What we were starting to learn was that you'd see a completion guarantee come from the lender, and it would have this paragraph that said, if the borrower goes into default, the guarantor is obligated to complete the construction of the project, period. So that's it. And sounds pretty good, you know, on the face of it. But we finally said, well, wait a minute. No, and then, I guess there's some other history on this. What are we going to finish it with? The contract, the borrower's in default. You're not making more advances to the borrower because they're in default. So the guarantor had to get the lender to agree that they would continue to make advances to the contractor, or to the guarantor. And it said if it was an investor who got the completion guarantee, the same thing, that the investor had to complete the funding of their equity and allow the borrowing entity to use that money to fund the amounts owed to the contractor for the construction of the project. Now we represent developers primarily, by myself, and some of this stuff sounds a little odd, I'm sure, and I've had lenders walk out on me on this subject, cursing me to the day I die. But the things I'm talking about here, we have actually negotiated in loan documents, so I'm not just making this up, with lenders and with investors. As I said earlier, this when we get the completion guarantees from the lender or the investor, it will say we got to complete the improvements. If a default by the borrower occurs, but doesn't say anything about how we finance it. So what we've got to do is we've got to figure out how to solve that problem. And so we've gotten the lenders to agree, and the investor, that as long as the guarantor is not in default of its obligations under the guarantee and has cured the defaults of the borrower that are capable of being cured by the guarantor, the lender will continue to make funding of the loan or the equity to the guarantor to use to finish the project. Conversely, a completion guarantee in favor of the lender is its continued viability is contingent upon the lenders making all the advances required under the loan. And from an equity investor's standpoint, the obligation to the investor is terminated if the lender wrongfully fails to fund the loan or if the investor wrongfully fails to fund the equity contributions. And again, the project entity has to continue funding those dollars to the construction lender, the construction entity, and to use for the project. These documents should contain a number of things dealing with the completion on budget, on time, and that sort of thing. What you should qualify that in at least some respects, that the guarantor should be permitted to use any contingency amounts and savings in hard cost items and guaranteed soft cost items to be available to offset any overruns in any hard cost items or guaranteed soft cost items. That probably sounds kind of weird, but I'm sorry. You can run into lots of different tricks in this problem, this situation. We had a deal many years ago where we were entitled, the borrower, our client was entitled to use any soft cost savings to offset construction cost overruns. No doubt about that. We had a very, very wise investor on that. And when we got to the completion of the project, we had some soft cost savings and some hard cost overruns. And so he went to him and said, Well, now, it says we can do this, right? We're going to offset these overruns by these savings, so we don't owe you any money, because our savings in soft costs exceeded our hard cost overruns. He said, no, that's not kind of exactly right. Because the way we read it, you gave us a guaranteed max construction contract. And that's over here. That's this document over here. Now, we admit the joint venture agreement we signed did say that stuff you were just talking about. But the construction contract was a guaranteed max construction contract. So it was impossible to have a construction cost overrun. Now, we didn't like that conversation very much. And I wasn't there in person, but I heard about it pretty soon. And everybody got back on the plane from Montana, wherever the hell they were, and came home very unhappy. And we had to have a very long conversation. It took weeks to get that done. But it was helpful in the way that we have now drafted a provision in our contract, construction contract, guaranteed max contract, that says, in this situation, where we're supposed to be allowed to use soft cost savings to offset hard cost overruns, we have the right to lift the GMAX in a construction contract and slide those soft cost savings in there and use them.